I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
We only have a few thousand of these cells in the base of our brain, and they make this chemical histamine, and they're special neurons because they don't release the histamine in that bit of the brain. They send long wires, or axons, as we say, throughout the whole brain, and histamine is called a modulator. And in a way we don't quite understand, it makes whole networks of neurons excitable.
So it's like a big wakey-wakey brain.
It is. Histamine is like a volume control that sort of, if you've got a bit of it, the general circuitry is not really working well. And if you've got more of it, the information is transmitted better. It just allows a whole collection of brain cells to be more active.
To understand how these histamine-producing cells, how they do help the sleep and the wake, what did you do?
The special protein that makes histamine, its levels go up and down depending on the time of day. Mice are active mainly at night, and we noticed that they had more histamine enzyme at night and less in the day. It was a natural cycle. And so we wondered if that was this clock. And so we genetically destroyed that clock. We used a special genetic method to disrupt it just in the cells which make histamine. We then measured the amount of histamine made by those neurons, and it was permanently higher.
And so these cells, they just start producing histamine all the time. They think they're awake all the time.
Yeah, and this works together with the other bits of the brain which are regulating the sleep-wake. So our mice do sleep, but they sleep less well.
So the mice are just awake. They don't know whether they're coming or going.
That's it. What happened was that really disrupted the quality of their sleep. So mice are not like us. You know, we're mainly asleep during the night and active during the day, but mice are, they are a bit more active at night, but also they tend to be active a bit in the day as well, and that's called distributed sleep.
They just nap when they feel like it.
Yeah, basically, although they're more active at night. But because their brain was now full of histamine, because we broke this local clock, they couldn't actually sort of settle down. And we then tested what that meant for their memory. And we did that in a very simple way. That's called a novel object assay, and it would be just the same in humans. You put the mice in front of two objects, and they spend equal time exploring both by sniffing and sort of touching it with their nose. And if you take one of the objects away and put a new one there, mice, and I suppose the same for us, we'd spend much more time looking at the new one, and we remember about the old one. So it's a kind of test of memory. But now with the mice with these, their brains full of extra histamine because the local clock doesn't work, they couldn't discriminate as well anymore, the new object, so their memory was impaired. So if we had this as humans, we'd feel very poorly indeed because we'd be very poor sleepers. Memory is helped by sleep. So we've disrupted the mice's sleep by messing around with their local clock, and this has all kinds of behavioural consequences for the mice.
Do you know if your research is going to be relevant to people, and could this inform some of the sleep problems in people?
Well, it definitely will do one day. So sleep is one of the areas of neuroscience where we know the least. And in fact, in the area of animal biology, we know the least about sleep. We don't know why we sleep. Nobody can really tell you why we sleep for sure, even though we have to do it every day. It must be something really important. And also, we know very little about the brain wiring that makes us sleepy and makes us awake. We know some things, but there's a lot of very important details that are completely missing. So we have to discover those, what the wiring is. Basically, we've got to take that bit of the brain to pieces and find the wiring that makes us wake up and go to sleep. And then, of course, when we really understand that, it seems natural that one day we might be able to have a better drug that will help us sleep. You feel really poorly if you don't sleep, and so many people do have sleep problems. So we're doing the kind of basic groundwork that helps us sleep.
Hey folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues. your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.